Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's job again appears to be in jeopardy following new reports that President Trump wants to replace him. Here is VOA State Department correspondent Cindy Sain.
The New York Times is reporting that the White House Chief of Staff John Kelly has been promoting the plan to more or less, I suppose, force Tillerson to resign or trigger him to resign and to replace him with the CIA chief Pompeo, who's thought to be much closer to Trump. And Secretary of State Tillerson and President Trump have had differences on the Iran nuclear deal, on the crisis with Qatar, and also right just at the moment is on the nuclear threat from North Korea.
VOA's Cindy Sain at the State Department. Trump administration, after calling for all countries to cut ties with North Korea following its latest ballistic missile test on Wednesday, has stopped short of advocating regime change in Pyongyang. Earlier, however, President Trump appeared to suggest it was time for Kim Jong-un to be replaced. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley has called on all nations to cut diplomatic ties and economic ties with North Korea to put maximum pressure on Pyongyang. Germany withdrawing a third diplomat from North Korea but is not cutting diplomatic ties. Afghan Taliban claiming the deputy head of the Islamic State in Afghanistan has joined the Taliban. VOA was unable to independently verify the authenticity. The Taliban statement comes amid increasing rivalry and clashes between the Taliban and IS in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. More than 400 U.S. Marines who helped recapture the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State are leaving the country. Marines and their artillery were deployed to Syria in March, joining an alliance of Kurdish and Arab troops and the Syrian Democratic Forces. It's not clear how many U.S. troops will be remaining in Syria. Turkey hosting the largest number of refugees in the world, and 3 million of them are Syrians. Most live in towns and cities across the country, but this year a series of clashes between Turks and Syrians could be a sign that for some people in Turkey, patience is running out. We get more now from Dorian Jones.
Earlier this year, Istanbul witnessed unprecedented violence against Syrian refugees after they were blamed for the death of a Turkish youth. In Istanbul's Esinler district, which is home to about 500,000 people, almost one-fifth are Syrian refugees. It's one of the poorest areas of the city. Local elected representatives like Mustafa Güven are on the front line of coping with the strains of a large refugee population. Güven says the recent clashes are a worrying sign. The people of the Republic of Turkey are not monsters. They help Syrians as much as they can. They share their bread with them. Those Syrians who don't appreciate this are in the wrong. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Pope Francis has called for decisive measures to resolve the political crisis causing mostly Rohingya Muslim refugees from neighboring Myanmar to flee to Bangladesh. He spoke alongside Bangladesh's President Abdul Hamid, who said the Pope's position has given the refugees hope.
The very commendable position of Your Holiness, has taken in favor of the distressed Rohingyas and your passionate voice against such brutality raises hope for resolving the crisis. Your closeness to them, your call for helping them and to ensure their full rights provide moral responsibility to the international community to act with promptness and sincerity.
The exodus of hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas from Myanmar was sparked by a military crackdown in response to Rohingya militant attacks on an army base and police post back on August the 25th. The UN and the United States have referred to the Myanmar military's response as ethnic cleansing. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.